When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Fresh off a three-day weekend in which we saw our Astros win 3 out of 4 against Seattle, the first-place team, pull to within a game and a half of those Mariners, not play yesterday. Kind of a weird schedule. You would think that Major League Baseball would like to show off all their teams on, something to do on Memorial Day, on holiday. But that's just the way that it worked out. Major League Baseball, their promotion department, really, I don't know. I've always thought you guys you're doing it wrong. Like, NBA takes over Christmas, right? Although, now, the NFL just said, screw you, we're going to take Christmas, too. And we'll destroy you on Christmas, by the way. We just do what we want. That's your league, the big bully. So I always thought Labor Day or Memorial Day, 4th of July, you really need to take that over Major League Baseball, and they just don't. I mean, for whatever reason. But neither here nor there. Our Astros won 3 out of 4. Christian Walker woke up, and what a game. Each of those games had a little something. The first game, 9-2, everybody's hitting. The bottom of the order was just awesome. Victor Caratini had 3 hits. Dubon was awesome. He had a couple of hits and an RBI. Pena had a couple of – Jose Altuve with 4 RBIs and 2 home runs. That any good? Waking up his bat? That was pretty damn good.
That was great.
And then Brian Abreu came in, and, he's been great. Early on, the first couple of outings, he was awful, and then he has been just spectacular. But he gave it up on Friday night. Man. That was a tough one. He got beat up, and they lose 5-3. Fromber came back on Saturday and was great. Threw 101 pitches and shut them down. And the Astros win that one 2-1. If they don't get great, I'm gonna tell you this, Lance. With all these injuries and this pitching staff, this is they're getting better pitching than anybody in baseball. And them and the Yankees are just crushing it pitching wise. And by the way, the Astros bats are coming alive, and yet they all have all these injuries, and yet here they are just pitching their ass off. You got to give it up for this bullpen. I was giving Dubin and Ord and Oker the business a little bit, but everybody's been great. It's just been spectacular.
It's been Fromber has really rounded back into shape after a couple of tough starts. His last four, dating back to May 7th, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 8 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run, 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run. Those are his last 4 outings. During that time frame, he's had 27 strikeouts to 8 walks. He has given up one home run over that time frame, the 28 innings. He's been tremendous the last four. We know despite Hunter's rough, was it his last start or the start before? I think his last start. He was, or start before, Hunter was, you know, he had a rough outing, but Hunter Brown has been one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball this year. Once you get to 3, 4, and 5, they've been good, you know, and that's kind of changed because of injury. They've been good enough, you know, they kept you in it, but the bullpen has been, you're talking about the bullpen. The bullpen has been phenomenal. Unbelievable. I mean, the bullpen has really been phenomenal. If you look at it in the aggregate and in the entirety, they've been tremendous.
Yeah.
They rarely, you know, it's not like starters leave the game in a bullpen like, oh, here come these slap nuts. Goodbye, lead. Because there's not usually that big of a lead if there is a lead. Because the bats have been relatively quiet this year. They've woken up over time. But for the most part, they've been quiet. But over the course of the whole season, the bullpen has kept you in damn near every game, it seems like.
Yeah. No, it's been great. And you got to have, I mean, listen, you make fun, Ort has been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ort has been really, really good. Okert has been really, really good. Sean Dubin has been really, really good. King, Brian Abreu, Hader's been the best in baseball. I mean, this is really, really, this is fantastic what they're doing. They lead the league. They're second in the league in whip, or they're tied for the lead in whip, a second in on base, just behind the Yankees. They're fourth in strikeouts. They are, they're not giving up many walks. Let's see, where are they in walks? They're giving up more walks than usual. They're up there, they're 11th in walks. They're, you know, 8th in home runs, earned run average. This has been just fantastic. Just fantastic what this team is doing.
Their bullpen, here's their stats for the bullpen. They're second in Major League Baseball, bullpen-wise. They have a 2.75. San Francisco Giants have the top at 2.62. Their whip is a 1.13 from a Major League standpoint. That's third best whip for bullpen stats. They've allowed 14 home runs, which is third best in the league. From a strikeout standpoint, they are, they've got to be pretty high.
Well,
no, not as high as I thought. Well, I mean, it's still pretty good. They're seventh.
Yeah.
They're seventh in strikeouts, but I don't have their innings pitched here, but it's got to be a lot lower innings pitched because they've allowed some of the fewest hits. Their third lowest hits allowed over this time frame. In terms of home runs allowed, I think I told you, yeah, they're tied for third. So this is a team that is really the bullpen. I mean, you know, it's not been a typical Astro year, although it kind of has been with the way that they start. We remember the totality of a season. We forget how it starts because, frankly, they've been so good, we don't really care how it starts. We've gotten spoiled. Right now, the Astros' bats have been not good to start the season. They've gradually rounded into shape. The starting pitching has been slightly above, I would say above average, slightly above average in terms of what we're used to. And the bullpen has been excellent. And you've started to get some, you're starting to knock some runs in with men on base, which is, you know, has been a problem for the Astros for years and years. Even when they're winning championships, it seems like the runners in scoring position, because it kept coming up every time Machete was up, it was like, oh, look at this. Man, at second and third, two outs. Bases loaded, two outs. It's Machete. Great. But, you know, it helps because you have a Jake Myers who is just having a season that, you know, you just could never envision. I mean, he's been one of the guys that's keep – you have a winning record probably because Jake Myers and Isak Paredes, honestly. The way those guys have hit for a majority of the season, Paredes has really hit. Other than the first, you know, 2.5 weeks, he's pretty much hit the rest of the year.
Yeah. The Astros have moved up to 9th in batting average. They're still low in slugging, home runs, but they're 9th now in batting average. They've been hitting the ball. This month, it really turned it around for the offense. Everybody's contributing. It was good to see Christian Walker with the walk-off the other day. Dude has really been struggling. He's, you know, he's a Gold Glove first baseman. He hasn't played like a Gold Glove first baseman this year. This has been a tough transition for him. So it was really, really nice to see him come through. The guy, you know, he's a guy that, you know, they've got to have. They got to have Christian. Well, you can't have the kind of first base play that the Astros have had between him and Abreu, the way that they came here and the way that he has started. He has got to be much better. You've got to get some production. You haven't had production out of first base in 3 years, and so it's going to be vital for him to be. And it's just always so good to beat Seattle. I don't know what it is about Seattle. I really dislike them. Scott Service is gone. You know, he was such a bleep starter. I mean, he always wanted to start something. He was always pulling some BS. I'm glad he's I hate to see a man lose his job, but I'm glad he's not there. I don't know where is Scott Service? Does anybody know where Scott Service? Does anybody care where Scott Service is?
No one cares.
No one cares. No. So, Scott Service is gone, but the Seattle still sucks.
He's a coach for the San Diego Padres.
And look at them fighting each other in the locker room. They were fighting each other in the locker room the other night because they've been getting their ass kicked. They mm-hmm. finally came back last night and won a game late, but they had a fight in the locker room over leadership. Somebody said, you know, was talking about how crappy their leadership is, and let's go. Say that kind of stuff. See what happens with Manny Machado. See how that works out for you, okay? And so, yeah, Scott Service is starting bleeping in his own locker room. Scott Service was probably the one that said something. I don't know. You don't know. No one knows. No one knows.
The only person you hate worse than Jalen Green and Jalen Petrie is Scott Service.
I can't stand Scott Service. I can't know Joe Kelly.
Oh, yeah, Joe. Yeah, but he doesn't. He's not really. We don't ever talk about Joe Kelly. I don't even know if he pitches in the majors anymore.
I think he does. I think he does.
Yeah, well,
you can't
hate somebody who doesn't
I think
really
he's in
play
the same
anymore.
City. If I should see him at the grocery store, okay?
You would buy him. You would scan his groceries for him.
I would
beep.
Scan his groceries.
Beep.
I'll throw his cart over, okay? Yeah, don't bring
You don't want
cart
any smoke
here.
With Joe Kelly.
Oh, Joe Kelly is so... Joe Kelly is he's a biatch. Okay? No, can't stand Joe Kelly. Cannot stand him. He and all the Dodgers. Somebody said, I was playing golf, and the guy goes, so you're a Dodger fan now? I said, and I'm right back. Bleep the Dodgers. That's my least favorite team ever and always will be because of what a little biatch they've been.
Video or it didn't happen. You got to start videoing everything.
I got what?
Yeah, you got a video when you say
video
that.
Video so or it didn't happen? Is
yes.
that what you just said? Okay. No,
we don't know if you've become a Dodger fan and a Joe Kelly fan.
Am I 12? No, I'm not 12, okay? I don't video everything that I do.
What are you talking about? That's in society. You have to video everything. And then people will say, oh, that was scripted. Scripted.
Yeah.
Even if you told a Dodger fan, bleep the Dodgers, they'd say scripted.
Yeah. No, they got a good laugh out of that.
Literally, people believed we... Not only did we not land on the moon, they don't believe in the Holocaust. They don't believe that the Earth is round. I can't believe what I see on the internet now. I'm like, oh, my God, we have completely fallen apart as a society. This is everything's fake. Nothing's real. I'm like, holy crap.
Right. Well, Dinus, we've had this for a
the
while.
The conspiracy. Yeah, but we used to make fun of those people. Like, those people would know not to talk. As soon as Carl Everett opened his mouth about dinosaurs, we're like, oh, my God.
Carl Everett.
What a dummy. Now this is just like a normal day on Twitter.
And then we had – then you know what? Then he went viral, which there was no such thing as viral then.
Yeah, you had to be – you were an idiot. And and stupid people would go, quote, unquote, viral just because we would be talking about them on sports talk shows. Yeah. Because if you were dumb, we'd made sure everyone knew that we thought you were dumb. Now we just let dumb people go unchecked, and we let them spread their dumbness.
But that was
should, people
that
should
was
be
before,
put in jail for being stupid.
That was before there was viral, and yet even then, somebody took a deep dive, and we found out how Carl Everett treated his children. And
yeah, that's
that?
Right.
Yeah. And so,
well,
Carl,
we've always been a nosy
he got
people.
Dragged. Well, he got dragged before anybody got dragged.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're
dragging.
A nosy people.
We are a nosy people. There's no question. All right. Well, breaking it here, we got, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I've got mine already. I hope you have yours. Since it is Tuesday, not Monday, we're going to have to adjust a little bit. I know those of you out there, this is going to be a little freaky for you, but it's the first day of the work week. So that's when we do.
Oh, hey, quick. ESPN's doing a segment. We need to do this. Who will win the Browns starting quarterback job?
Because that's because of a three-win team.
Because everyone's talking about the Browns right now. So let's make Ryan Clark's on TV. I don't know if you know that. Ryan Clark is on TV.
Yeah.
And, by the way, he got dragged a little bit too.
We
live in a junior high society. We're not serious at all.
Oh my God, he was crying on his podcast.
We're not serious at all.
No, we're not a serious people.
We got grown men who fight like literally. I used to see these little catty arguments in junior high. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. Let's break 713-780-3776. Who will be the Browns' starting quarterback when we come back?
Yeah, when we come back. This is what everyone's talking about.
Right. That's what we got.
The pulse of the nation.
What I'm talking about right now is Game Day Men's Health. How about I got a text this weekend to see how I was doing? That's the kind of – it's unbelievable how good they are. It is unbelievable how they care, what's going on with the – I really, really, really can't believe – how much better Game Day Men's Health is than the other guys. I've been doing testosterone replacement for years and years now, and because I needed it. I needed testosterone replacement, and so I went, and I figured, oh, this is how it is. Well, and then I went to Game Day Men's Health, and it's just different. They just care more, and they have the peptides. They have any kind of solution for whatever it is that you're looking for. What are your goals? Where do you want to be? What is it that you want to do for your body? How do you want to be better? All of the things, and there's nothing that they can't help you with, okay? You want to be bigger, stronger, thinner. You want to be whatever it is that you want to be. Game Day Men's Health has the peptides and the program for you. They have experts that know what they're doing. They have labs on location, a free evaluation. It's just different. Testosterone replacement is all over this city. It's just different at Game Day Men's Health. So you're looking for a great way to get that testosterone replacement therapy. I'm telling you, GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you want to hang out with us here on the show, you are more than welcome to do that. We had a blip in the Oklahoma City series over the weekend, but then it got back to normal. Minnesota, what did they win by, 42?
It was a killer. It's funny because we come back and we've got – it's kind of like when we have Astros. We've had Friday, Saturday, sure. Sunday. You know, you had a whole bevy of games for us to discuss that we haven't gotten to. And we've had – yeah, we had a blowout that doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're now down 3-1 after the game. I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I watch in absolute amazement Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I saw some incredible James Harden seasons, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to me is just as a scorer. James could set other guys up too and get more assists, although Shai had a lot of assists yesterday. He had an incredible stat line. Shai is an even better scorer than James because he's a foul merchant, but he is really good at finishing at the rim. He's got an incredible mid-range game. He's slippery, and he's like a slippery little eel when he gets inside the paint. And his ability to make shots is just unparalleled. He is so freaking good right now.
Yeah. The Clippers, man. Just what a disastrous
one year,
trade.
I know.
What a disastrous trade. Do you think Luka's looking at this and going and having some self-realization? He and James Harden and – you know, all the guys that are just Olay defense are just – I mean, I know Luka made it to the finals last year, but they weren't winning anything. I kind of think that Nico Harrison was right, if you want to know.
Oh, no, I've always thought he was right not to pay the 370. He just made a bad – like, you got to get an unbelievable package for of yeah. young talent. For I mean, that was the thing, is it was just a terrible – I don't know that we ever – did you ever – I thought we kind of were both on board with
– Yeah, like,
It was always about not having to pay $370 million to a lazy guy. Now,
to me, it was more about, I want to win a championship.
Yeah. And Luka's never going to be a two-way player, which is fine as long as you're an absolute committed monster on the offensive end, which he's not. Like, he's just fat and lazy. Did you see the video over the weekend that surfaced of pre-American food Luka? And when he was a rookie, did you see that Luka?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's much quicker, much quicker. He's flying around dunking on people. It's not even recognizable. He's not even recognizable. And if this year with the Lakers and the pressure of being, you know, with all the stuff, like, because it doesn't happen just mid-season. Like, Luka's got all off-season. If we don't see him come back and trim down and quicker and then you'll know that this is just. He likes basketball. He doesn't love it. You know what I mean? Like, his legacy is not as important to him. If his legacy is important, you're right. Watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, watching Jalen Brunson, watching Tyrese Halliburton, these dudes should not be as good as Luka, although Shai has turned into as good.
Well, and look what happens when your main guy – look at the Rockets in Jalen in the postseason. The one game and then all these really – disappointing games.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Shai. Look at Anthony Edwards last night. He doesn't even participate. He had 13 shots.
He
Jalen Green that game up.
Yeah.
He just, you know what? I don't think I had a bad game. I really didn't get any shots.
That's what it looks like when a defense.
That's a bad game.
But that's what it looks like when a defense works to take you away. This idea that they put Jordan rules on Jalen Green. I did not notice any away from the ball, face guarding, double teaming on Jalen Green. Jalen just was passive. Anthony Edwards, like, okay, you had a good game in game three, but this is a problematic series for Anthony Edwards. For being the quote-unquote new face of the league, this has been a pretty damning series for him.
Well, what else has been – I'll tell you what you need to win a championship is Caruso. Holy crap.
What a weasel.
Holy crap.
What an effective weasel.
That dude can defend – Julius Randle has no chance against Caruso.
Julius Randle has 1990s New York Knicks written all over him. God, it's like watching – it's so painful to watch him back people down. It's like I'm watching Anthony Mason all over again. Like, oh, my God, this guy's terrible to watch.
Well, you know what? He'd been shining right up until he found Caruso.
Yeah.
Right up until Caruso got in his life, and then it was over for him. he's got nothing. He's got – and Anthony Edwards, too.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about – that's who – you don't think Ime would love having Caruso on this team?
Dude, so they ask a question. Is Oklahoma City – well, I'll throw the word sneaky. Are they kind of a sneaky super team in the making?
Yeah.
I think they might be because Jalen Williams is much better than he was – look, Shai became much better than he was supposed to be. And you can tell it's because of work. The way he makes shots means that he has put tremendous time in the gym. Like, that doesn't happen unless you get a real feel for the backboard. You get a feel for all the ways to make shots only comes from repetition. Then you look at Jalen Williams, who can now shoot from three. He had a great day shooting from three yesterday. But he can also take you off the dribble and stop and hit mid-range. Then you got Chet, who just does his business. He'll get some rebounds, get some blocks. He gets clean-up dunks, stuff like that. He's still kind of light in the ass, but that's fine. Hartenstein is a guy that you can replace at any time and get another Hartenstein somewhere. But I'm starting to think, and you look at all the players surrounding them, you mess around and let them make Sam Presti make a couple of more moves or get the right draft pick in there, we could be looking at the Spurs all over again, where you just have a long run with really good players who are better than they were supposed to be.
The Spurs had a triumvirate. This is not. This just really isn't. I mean, I guess Jalen Williams is turning into
– Jalen's going to become something that we didn't expect.
Yeah, he may be there.
But why I say that, John, is like Tony Parker was not – Tony and Manu were not supposed to become as good as they were. Tim Duncan, yes. Tim Duncan, sure. I mean, he's the first pick. But those guys became something they weren't. the fact is Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander becoming something that no one really expected. And I think they are. I'm looking at the Rockets, and I'm looking at
that's
Wallace,
what?
And I'm looking at everything that as you mentioned, Caruso and how they're built, and I'm like, man, the Rockets still have some work to do to catch them. They really do.
No, they got a lot of work to do. Well, you don't have – listen, it starts with Shai, and you just don't have
Yeah,
that.
You're right.
That's what you got to have. I mean, look at the difference. I mean, look at the teams that are left. They got Tyrese. They got Jalen Brunson. They got
But those
Shai,
guys all became
they got
that, John.
Anthony Edwards.
They all became those kind of – I mean, Anthony Edwards had that kind of talent, but Jalen Brunson became that. He's not physically gifted. Tyrese Halliburton was not – you know, people hate Tyrese Halliburton. They want him to fail so bad, and he just won't fail. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has made himself – like, these guys are all self-made. When you look at this, do you see someone with the Rockets? It's either – and we're talking about – Amen, Alperen, or Jalen Green.
Well, it's supposed to be Jalen. It's supposed to be Jalen.
Right, but can any of these guys become? Because I'm kind of doubting that a post can, you know, you can kind of take a post player's away. He's not a primary ball handler, so it's hard for a post player to become the dominant player. Even though Jokic, but he steps away and gets the ball way far away from the basket. He's kind of an outlier. You're right. And that's why I think the Rockets are going to look at trading, because I just think they're going to look at a series, look at Indianapolis, look at even the Knicks with Brunson, most importantly, look at SGA, and they're going to say, we need a primary who we can count on to be the guy. And, you know, whether it's this year or not, like, I don't know that Jalen can ever – I just have my doubts that Jalen's ever going to be that guy. I think he can – you could potentially win a championship with a gang effort of just a bunch of guys – playing hard defense, and you never know who steps up and has the big game for you. But, man, the tried and true way is just having a dude.
Yep. And right now, you know what? We're seeing what the Rockets are lacking, and that's what the Rockets are
And by
lacking.
The way, have you guys noticed how many zesty Karl Anthony Towns videos there are out
oh
now?
Oh, my God.
It's like that's all my timeline is, and I'm thinking, has my algorithm locked in on me watching zesty Karl Anthony Towns videos?
And Karl Anthony Towns imitations. And
oh, my God. Like the Knicks fan I sent out there? These are Knicks fans, his fans. They're like, give me your favorite zesty Karl Anthony Towns imitation. Oh, my God. What are they doing?
All right,
no, we can't do that. Stop.
About 15 minutes away from what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's about 15 minutes away. Thank you, Game Day Men's Health. And thank you, Zadok Jewelers, for being you.
Oh, Zadok Jewelers. I'm sitting here typing something. Zadok Jewelers, thank you very much. I was looking at a Longhorn pendant. I was looking at gifts under $1,000. They have they have just a very specific link. I clicked that. I wanted to see because my wife's done homeschooling, so I'm looking at potentially getting her some jewelry for you know, for all the work that she did with my daughter over the years, who's going to be going into high. I can't believe my daughter's going to high school, but she is. My wife's done an amazing job with homeschooling, so you know it's a perfect example of they've got push gifts, which are when you know men want to give their wife a gift for having a baby. It's not an easy thing to do. Most of us wouldn't want to do it, men. And so that's a brand of gift that people get. This is something very specific, something that means a lot to our family. And so Zadok is probably the direction I'm going to go to find something special for my wife. So I was looking around. I know she loves earrings. I know she loves the Longhorns. I found a Longhorn pendant that I'm taking a look at. Don't tell her, Nikki. Don't be a snitch. But this is Zadok is a place to go where you can find the gifts that you're looking for special occasions. And it can be obviously for a diamond engagement ring, but it can just be for Mother's Day, for a birthday, for anniversary, or for whatever it is that you want to make sure and tell her that she's special. Zadok is the home of Top Flight Houston Jewelry, their boutique location for so many designers, and that's why you get unique pieces there, whether it's luxury watches, diamond earrings, bracelets, tennis bracelets. I don't care. They've got it all. 28,000 square feet. You know they're going to have what you're looking for, and experts there to help you no matter your budget. Go to Zadok.com. That's Zadok.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on Tuesday. We got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence, brought to you at Game Day Men's Health, coming up in just about 10 minutes here.
You know what I'm going to play? What's been on our timeline? The Zesty Cat videos. Cat being Carl Anthony Towns.
Zesty Cat videos?
Well, I saw the other day what top five Carl Anthony Towns moments, but they were not basketball. They were in interviews. And he's pretty sassy. I think that's a fair word for him, sassy.
Zesty's a good word.
Zesty's a good word. I prefer sassy's kind of old school. He's playing, you know, he's been good for the Knicks. He's very talented. The way he talks has people laughing and creating memes and videos and whatnot. And his own fans, Knicks fans, you know, we're going to say it's his own fans. It's not like they've had him for a long time, but, you know, he was a T-Wolf for so many years. But he's a Knick now, and Knicks, you know, he's helped the Knicks get somewhere where much further than they've gone in a long time. So Knicks fans, I assume, are fans of Carl Anthony Towns. But they're also realists. And I guess they've seen him talk a lot. They've seen a lot of videos of him over the years. And, well, certainly this year, I guess. And so there's kind of a man on the street asking questions. He's got a microphone, and he's asking, what is he asking, Del? What's your favorite Carl Anthony Towns saying?
Here's the thing, John. Did you watch it in Glory Boys when he sent it?
I watched some of it, and I was just like, oh, this is hard to watch.
Lance is using words just to dance around Knicks fans saying Carl Anthony Towns sounds like a over-the-top gay man.
Well, I mean,
that's what they're doing.
I don't know for sure.
I've gotten to a point where we can play it. So, I mean, I know you don't care, but I'm just telling you this is what it is. Do you want to hear just a bunch of Knicks fans putting on gay impressions?
Well, no. Play Carl Anthony Towns.
But he doesn't sound like this.
Oh.
He doesn't sound.
Oh, I disagree.
He doesn't sound like. He has a bit of an affect, but it doesn't sound like this.
Well, this is over the top.
Yes. It is just dudes doing something like Will and Grace, pretty much.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I saw a video over the weekend where it's not super far off.
It's just dudes doing the one thing that you can do when you're doing a gay impression. It's pretty much what they're doing. It's the same thing for everybody, for the most part. So, John, you haven't heard. You said you heard some of it. So it's up to you because Lance is all in. I'm like, well, whatever.
Play it.
Okay, there it is. And now, well, I can't get. Here it is.
Can I get your zestiest cat impression?
Oh my god!
Cat impression? Oh my god!
Best cat impression.
Oh my god!
After all that.
You give me one?
After all that, and after all that.
Oh. And after all that, you're just moving closer to the locker room. Let me get your zestiest Carl Anthony impression.
What the
After all that.
Stop.
Zestiest Carl Anthony impression.
Yes.
Fell.
After all that. Oh, my God.
SEC.
Okay. You get
not
the point.
Far off, actually,
you get
Del.
The point.
Now, wait. I sent Del an actual video.
I've heard him speak. I understand where
well,
it's coming from.
Well, let's let the people decide.
I don't have it right now. I have to get it ready.
I Googled it to your Gmail. I sent it to your Gmail account. So it's easy. And it's nothing's cussing. You could play it directly off of there. And we could see, because obviously they're saying the same phrases because they've heard him say this phrase.
He sounds like that, actually. He does sound like that. Oh, my God!
Yes.
Who was it that showed up and he did that?
I don't know what that was in. I don't know what that was in. I don't know the context.
Somebody showed up and he was like, oh, my God! It was zesty. He was zesty. That's all. That's fine. But
affectation.
You know I
stop
don't
bringing
those
words to this.
Actually, those
set.
People aren't far off. They're not far off.
They're not.
I mean, a bit of an exaggeration, but
yeah,
not
that's
that
what
much.
I said. It's a bit of an exaggeration.
Is it though?
Yes. I mean, he has one thing where he says they all that thing, but the rest of it's like, hey.
Well, I thought the first two that we're going to hear, they work in their way backwards. I'm like, oh, those are the ones that everyone picked up on.
And they
too.
Just get progressively more over the top. Here is. what Lance sent and what Carl Anthony
Towns
sounds
like. This is Carl
Anthony
Towns.
Bro, they asked me in media about you.
What?
They really did. What?
It's crazy because after all that,
Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh yeah, they can't see you, man.
Is this better?
Yeah, give it a wave. All right.
Carl Anthony Towns, baby, yeah.
That's him.
You're the biggest SEC.
No, no.
Towns.
Oh.
Towns.
Oh, my God.
Mason.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he did say, after all that.
Oh, my God. There's a reason that the man on the street, they know it, too. Apparently, that's something in New York.
Yeah, that's a thing in New York.
That's going around.
But they like Carl Anthony Towns. He's helped them. Now, they're 2-1. They got a big win in Indiana. Big win, and it was spurred by a coaching decision by Tom Thibodeau. Thibodeau, who doesn't use his bench and just lets his starters roll. He actually attacked late in the game in the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth, with a press. He started pressing, had three men come forward and press in the backcourt to take away the shot clock, and it was enormously effective in the comeback.
Well, I don't know why that's such a – I mean, come on. Do whatever it takes to win. That's what – if the Rockets had a lead, just press them because they're going to fall apart. Because how many times did we see that in the postseason?
Yeah, and I don't get – yeah,
just
their primary –
Just press them.
Yeah, they didn't have a primary ball handler who could get up the court and into early offense. See, that's the thing. All of basketball now is based on early offense. It's based on early offense and giving yourself the most time to look for open threes. And so if you take away the first 7 seconds, 8 seconds, that's huge.
Yeah.
Because you now have really limited the amount of options for the offense.
All right. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. That's coming up next right here. So get in. I got mine already. I learned something over the weekend that I did not really know. But 713-780-3776 is the number. And let's get in. What did you learn this weekend? Because you had a 3-day weekend, so you learned something. You definitely learned something. So why don't you get in and let's go. 713-780-3776. What'd you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. I'm talking right now about GimmeTheVin.com. I'm talking about $25,000 a month. John Clay Wolf says you don't even have to sell me your car, and I'll give you a chance at the $25,000 at a piece of the $25,000. He's giving away $25,000 a month, and I don't know how he's doing it in increments, or whatever. One guy I know, he tweeted it out. John Clay Wolf bought his car, gave him more than anybody else would, and then gave him another $14,000 on top of it because he gets – when you sell your car to John Clay Wolf, you get 1,000 ballots in the hopper. If you go to the website and you just mail in an entry, you get 250 ballots in the hopper. So if you sell your car, you have a much better chance, and that's just right. Because you're a client of John Clay Wolf's. But he says everybody's got a shot. Let's go. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com and see. GiveMeTheVin.com is where you sell your car. It's unbelievable how good it is. Unbelievable how much John Clay Wolf pays for vehicles. That's why he's the number one car buyer in the country. John Clay Wolf, giving you money. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, let's go. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. 713, line open. Let's go. Get in a hurry. 713-780-3776. I'm going to start. While it's kind of neat to have birds build a nest in a light fixture on your patio and see them have baby birds, they are the grossest people that poop all over themselves, the nest, and everything else around them.
Hmm.
That's what I learned this weekend.
I had no idea about that.
Yes. Gross. Yeah.
I had no idea about
that. It took me a while
that.
To
what
clean that
I
crap up.
This
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did I learn this long, extended weekend? Did I learn anything about food, drink, family? No? Oh, I can't say that one.
Well, all right. Man, thanks for just, that.
Yeah.
You ought to think about it before we get to the segment, but okay.
There are,
Dell, did you learn anything?
There is a brand of underwear out there that will get your wife to take notice.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
A brand of underwear out there.
Yeah.
That will get your wife to take notice. Okay. All right. You don't want to mention that brand, but
yeah,
okay.
You had
your one sentence. That's it.
Yeah,
you, okay. Yeah, just know yeah. that there is a brand of underwear
yeah,
out there.
I have to find it.
Dell, did you learn anything this weekend?
Not a thing.
You didn't learn anything this weekend.
I turned my learning part of my brain off. I didn't want to learn a damn thing.
You didn't want to do a thing.
No. Oh, what did I learn? Nah. Nothing.
Nothing. You didn't learn anything.
Nothing.
All right. Ocho. 713-780-3776. Ocho is here. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that in Indonesia, you can get the death penalty for possession of marijuana.
Wow.
Where?
Indonesia.
Wow. They don't play.
The death penalty. That sounds a little...
And here in Houston, I can drive by a car with my windows up at 65 miles an hour and smell weed in somebody's car because they smoke so much.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're different here. We're not giving out the death sentence for for smoking weed
not
anymore.
Typically.
We used to. Now, it might as well have been a death sentence. The number of years people were put in prison for smoking weed.
Yeah.
Might as well have been a death penalty. But we don't, it's not really, that's not what we do anymore, okay? Now we get a ticket. And even then, we don't even get that anymore, to tell you the truth.
Not really.
Dell, who's next?
La Raza, what have you learned?
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Johnny Wood Holly, Lance Schnitzel.
Oh, hello.
Devin Cito.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. First and foremost, I just want to say, RIP to the legend, Jose Grignon of Fox 26, may rest in peace. And also, I want to say, hey, guys, I had a question. What's the short name for Nicholas?
Nick?
All right. I found out that Steve Kerr named his son Nicholas.
No, sir. I saw that over the weekend.
Well, I didn't see that.
I saw a video. Okay. Tell him, La Raza. Go ahead. Finish.
No, he only got one sentence. We have to tell John.
Okay.
So at the end of...
Are you sure you... Okay.
At the end of every SNL season...
Oh, that's right.
We can update the hosts write each other's jokes. So it's Colin and Michael... And shout out to Colin. Scarlett Johansson made another appearance, his wife, on the show. But apparently, Michael wrote this joke for Colin. I really like Steve Kerr. But something along the lines, I like Steve Kerr, but I don't love Nick, his son, because I'm not, because I forgot how did he put it. He pretty much said.
His son is named Nick.
His son is named Nick Kerr. And he says, I don't love Nick Kerr.
I'm
not a Nick Kerr lover. Yes,
is what he said.
Yes, and you have to write.
Colin, he wrote that for Colin Jost to say that.
He always puts him.
Yeah.
So oh my was, God, the racial stuff that he gives Colin Jost.
It's unbelievable.
Is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, when he did the Superman movie about, oh my gosh, that was unbelievable. Oh my God. Nick Kerr.
Yeah.
That's awful. You know, Steve should have thought that one out.
Well, I mean,
right?
I don't know. You just want to name your son something. Do you have the foresight to know someone at some point was going to change it into this? I don't know if I can blame him for that one. Nicholas seems like a normal name to name
your
kid. Is
that even his son's name, or did they just make up a son's name?
I believe that is the name of his kid, yeah.
Wow. His kid went viral on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Raheel learned something. He learned that Lance wears Skims underwear.
Nah, it's not Skims.
You wearing the Kim Kardashian brand of underwear?
No.
Is that what your wife took notice of?
I'll have to see the
It's
name
the one that all the NBA players will wear. Some of them will wear, and then it becomes a talking point in the locker room where it's a lot of guys snickering about because it's
Skims.
Skims because it shows off everything.
Yeah.
And so the guys will laugh at each other.
It's like an NFL combine.
Yeah, like Shea. I think Shea wears them, and I think Donovan Mitchell is a spokesperson for him. Either way, maybe Lance has a different brand. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned when a woman tells you she's going to need some time before she gets physical, that normally means 24 hours.
Well, hello. Okay. Wow. 24 hours. That's
a time frame is a little different.
24 minutes is time frame, too.
It's a time frame.
They're all time frame. Anything. If it takes 2 seconds, that's a time frame.
Good. 24 hours, huh?
24 hours.
I'm going to need some time.
For prep work or recovery? What's he mean?
I don't know.
What's he mean by that?
Got to do some studying up.
Studying up on Tom and his moves? What's she studying up on?
You don't know.
Having sex with Tom is like calculus?
Well, you don't know. I have no idea.
You're right. Thank God I don't know.
That's right. No, we don't know.
Let's move to Keith. Keith, what have you learned?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I relearned that my ex-wife is still a bitch.
What?
Bitch.
Wow. What?
Wow. The kids are on their way to school. Bitch. And here you are talking about your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's you know, I saw somebody who has a pretty decent ex-wife, although she's, I don't know that I'd ever forgive her. And that's John Hamm's ex-wife in Friends and Neighbors.
Your Friends and Neighbors, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd ever forgive her, but they made her more likable. That's a good show.
Friends and Neighbors?
By the way, Step One is the name of the underwear. Step One.
Did she buy those for you? Did you buy them for yourself?
No, I found them. I found them, and then
He just hurt his shoulder by stretching, by the way.
It's been hurt.
That's the noise you just heard.
I heard him playing disc golf.
He was stretching his arms, and then he got into one of the
pain. It's a rotator cuff thing. It's going to be fine. God. I'm sure it'll self-heal.
Step One?
Step One. Trust.
Well,
the front
is there padding in there for you? Is that what happened?
No.
It does highlight.
I'm telling you, the front
pouch.
It
does highlight
a
certain area.
Yeah, it's just the best underwear. My wife's like, come here for a second. I'm like, well, I'm just trying to mind my own business. But okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It is a underwear that will showcase whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get over
it's
here.
It's like contouring.
That's nice.
Like when women contour their face. That's what these underwear do
for you.
That's
what it does. Yeah. It's 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, as the point remains, like, if you ain't got nothing.
It's supposed to be to just, you know, to give you a little.
Just accentuate.
Just some room.
Yeah. Just to let it be known. This is what you're working with is all. That's all.
Well, you're going a little extra.
I mean, I'm the one you made me look it up.
Yeah.
I had to look up what's going on. And
what's the first underwear that they show?
Well, boxer briefs is what
I
saw.
Yeah, but what's the name of them?
On
the front page.
I didn't go to the website. I just typed in Step One Underwear and got the images.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
It's like they're not even really trying to hide it on the website. Because I don't even remember how I got the first pair. It was kind of a joke pair. There's like strawberries on it. And so I'm like, oh, man, these are good. And so I said, let me go order some more. So I had to go look at what the brand was and all that. I went to the website. It's like, man, this whole website just kind of reeks of sex.
It reeks of sex.
Yeah.
And they have women's underwear, too. So women can buy them, too. Really? Yeah, the first ones are called...
Go ahead.
They're called Black Mambas.
They're called Black Mambas.
That's the first one you see.
And it's a black guy in some black underwear.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one, you have some for thinner legs.
Yeah.
If you got wider legs, yeah, they got them all for you.
Yeah.
Then it's odd that there's a kid holding up a pair of underwear as well.
For everybody.
Everyone, yes.
They got women's too, but I know what they're really for. That's what I learned this week, and I'm like, man, I need to I'm gonna go ahead and order. I ordered four more.
I'm ordering some now. I'm ordering some right now.
Step ones.
All right. We got any more, Dell?
We do. Vamped enough. Let's go with AMF. What have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
This weekend I learned that my new favorite actress to hate is Maeve.
Oh, she's the worst.
Helen Mirren on that show is the worst.
Yeah,
she is such a troublemaker.
She's a bad person. She is an awful person. Yeah.
Great actress. Because I watched her simultaneously with 1923 and Mobland. And in one, she's this down-ass wife who's got a great – she's a great shot, first of all. And she's Irish. But this Irish is a bad Irish. In that one, she was the good Irish. Even though I also found Americans really hated the Irish back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That many Italians. When the Italians got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Downtrodden. I need reparations.
Maybe you'll do better off than the people who have been pushing for the last 250 years.
Anything else, Del?
Yeah, let's got a full board before we wrap it up. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what have you learned?
I learned this past weekend when you're with your ex-girlfriend and she tells you not to worry about her ex-boyfriend, that's a complete lie after y'all break up.
Oh, yeah, it always was a lie.
Oh, yeah.
It always was a lie. Can never trust that.
If you ever get to the point where you start to worry, then you're probably done for.
One way or the other.
Yeah, considering I don't know how old Ryan is, but he's not like some young 20-something where jealousy is a thing, or a big thing. But if you're like a real normal man and you're starting to worry, okay, it's probably over. Wrap it up. Pack it up, guys.
Yeah, if you're worried about the ex, yeah.
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 All right, let it be a thing. All right.
A couple more in here.
Yeah, let's go to, Tom on the headset. What have you learned?
Hey, good morning, guys. I learned that after watching American Music Awards, I'm convinced J-Lo hit Diddy's gun in her culo.
Stop. Wow. Now we got a new Tom. Wow. Tom on a headset. J-Lo didn't hide a gun in the culo. Stop it.
Wow.
We don't even say those things on the radio.
You said worse.
You said much worse. Much worse, Lynn. Much worse.
Two more before we go.
Couple more, Del.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, what have you learned?
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. I learned this weekend that all employees want to do is get over there, get around there, and take the money from the man.
What? He's talking about Zen, the pouches of nicotine?
Yeah.
Did he say Zen?
I don't know what that's in reference to.
Money from the man. I don't know. What that means. Almost sounded like Conor McGregor.
Yeah. We got one more. Elliot, what have you learned?
Elliot. Elliot.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I learned there's a YouTube video of Gilbert and a young Johnny T walking on the field at Minute Maid Park, meeting Bagwell and interviewing Clemens.
Yeah, it's actually there.
That is.
Yep. It's actually there.
Yep.
That's Gilbert. That's Gilbert who could ride his bike still.
Yeah.
And would ride all over the place.
Roger was great with him. Roger was great with him. He was really good. Hey, Gilbert. That was great.
Did you talk to Roger to set that up, by the way?
Yeah.
Did Roger know who Gilbert was, or did you kind of just give him a – he knew?
He knew who Gilbert was, yeah.
How did he know who Gilbert was?
Because Gilbert probably hounded him for years before.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, he was a celebrity. So Gilbert had – he had some contact with Gilbert. There was no question about that. No, that's go look that up on YouTube. Gilbert interviewing – was it Bagwell, too? I don't even remember.
He got to say hi to Bagwell. I think he was at a batting cage standing there.
Yeah. All right, thanks. That's real nice. Well done. Game Day Men's Health, thank you for bringing us What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. Well done, everybody, after the holiday. Right now, I'm talking about the Golden Nugget. Man, how about a three-day weekend there? How if you just came back from there, how
hey,
smart
hey, I
are
got,
you?
I got kind of help you on this one. My boy Robbie from a famous restaurant here, we were talking about me and you and Dell are going to the Golden Nugget in about a week or so, maybe a little more than a week.
June 9th.
And he's like, man, those rooms are nice. They're nicer than the places we stay in Vegas.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, you and I know, they always treat us really well there. But the hotel is like it's brand new, and it's not. But they keep it up so nice. It is so clean. It is so nice. They've done such an unbelievable job. I mean, they put – this is billions that they put into this thing, people. It is really, really nice. The pool is awesome. The golf course is awesome. The restaurants are awesome. The nightclub, the concert hall. I mean, go find a concert. Go to GoldenNuggetLC.com and see the list of entertainers that are going to be there. Pick a great weekend and go. You don't have to go all the way to Las Vegas to find Vegas-style entertainment. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. They were packed this weekend because it's a holiday weekend, and it's just awesome. Have all those people there, everybody gambling. It's just so much fun. Join us June 9th and 10th. We'll be out there. We want you to come on out and hang with us at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5.